Okay, Zakh the Gemara, Daf Samechem the Beis, two dots at the bottom. Hahu Gavra, there was a man. The Zavin La Ara La Chavra, he sold land to his friend. Shelo Bachrayas, he sold it without Achrayas. Rashi points out that the only way for that to happen is if he explicitly wrote in the contract that there is no Achrayas, because we paskin, like the man, the Omer, Achrayas to Sofer. What does that phrase mean, Achrayas to Sofer?
It does not arise, we assume that he left
out. Yeah, we assume there was a mistake by the scribe, and really, Achrayas should have been there. It means a normal sale of property includes Achrayas Nechasim, unless it was explicitly stipulated otherwise. What does Achrayas Nechasim mean? That means that if the creditor of the Moicher comes and seizes the field from the Lokeach, the Moicher will provide, he obligates himself to give the Lokeach another field. So this case was that there was a sale without Achrayas Nechasim. And what happened? Chazia, the Havakotziv, the Meicher sees that this Lokeach over here, who wasn't particularly bright or responsible, is upset now that he bought this land without an Echrayas. So Amalei, so the Meicher says to him, Amayat Sivis, what are you upset about? Itar Fula Minach Magbina Locha Shufa Shivcha Yopiri. Don't worry, if somebody seizes it from you, if one of my creditors comes and takes it from you, don't worry about it, don't sweat it, I will. Magbina, there's no word for that in English, but I will collectify you, which means I will make you collect, right? I will make, in other words, I will give you, I will force you to collect, I will give you from my own stuff the best of my fields to pay for everything. So I mean, not Rashi points out here, and he's really explaining the Gemara here, but the, not only the shufra of the land, but the shivcho, the peri, says Rashi, the shivcho is everything that you improved on the field, and the peros that you cultivated from this field, all that stuff I will pay for from the best of my land. So that was the case. Amar Amemar says, Amemar pitumi mili ba'almu. That promise is just words. And Rashi says it's words of consolation, but it's only to be mefatim his lave, to fatten up his lave, to make him feel a little bit better about himself. But at the end of the day, it's not binding. Okay, so if push comes to shove and the lekech's field gets seized by the meicher is not obligated to provide him with another field. Okay, some guys are sort of getting confused with this. This is not, it's nothing to do with the Ribbis, this case. This is a non-Ribbis case, which we're going to apply to the case of Ribbis we said before. So this is a standalone case about a Moicher and a Lekeach. It's nothing to do with Ribbis, and it's a Shaila Pitumi Mili. Sometimes we assume that the words that were offered here are not really binding, and they were just there to pacify the guy. Okay, Taisir points out at the top that Dafka Hacha. The case is only true, it was able to immediately, when everything was sealed, everything was already agreed upon, that they were doing without Achrayas. And now the Lokeach is feeling bad. I'm really upset I couldn't convince the guy to sell to me with Achrayas. I really wanted to buy it. I would have liked him to give me Achrayas, and now I'm regretting about the fact that I couldn't get him to do that. And that's why it's Petuli Mili. Aval in Peschilas Tadvarim Pasach HaMoicher, Knila Chasadeh, the Itar V'chaminav, if the Moicher already offered this information to Chathchila, that he made this offer, right? So then it's not Petuli Mili, Ela Tnai Gamur, Kivavad L'Skav Locho Ela B'Achrayas. Okay, so you have to don every case, specifically it says Toysus, that it could be that there's some times that the Moicher does say it, and it won't be Petuli Mili. Only in this case, in our case, where the Moicher was clearly not offering this, and he made it clear that he was not offering it, and the Lokeach tried to get it out of him, and the Moicher wasn't budging, then if the Moicher decides after everything is sealed and signed and sealed that he's going to do it, then it's Petuli Mili. But in other cases, it won't. Okay, I'll call upon him. That's the concept of Petuli Mili. So Amalei Rav Ashi L'Amemar. Rav Ashi says to Amemar, Taim Amai, what's the reason for this halacha? Why is it that you Amemar paskin Petuli Mili like Mechitesi? How do you know it's Petuli Mili? So what? Well, I'll say the pshat, says Rashi. I'll tell you what the pshat is, right? Meaning you know this pshat, but I'm explaining to you, just speaking out what it is. Right? Since really it was incumbent upon the Lokeach to make this tonight. The Lokeach is the one who needed the tonight. He stood to lose. He wants this tonight. So he stands to lose if he doesn't make the tonight. So it's clearly his job to make that tonight. The fact that he didn't do it and the Moicher decides to make the tonight, that's a raya that it's not really binding, and he was just saying that to make him feel good. So now that we've established a Amemar that that's the Pshat, then you agree with that, right, Amemar? So now I have a kasha on you. Elamis nisa diktani lechshir lecha mos achshir lecha mutter to meicher the boy last nuye meicher lo asim lo keach komasni. In the case of the price we saw yesterday, that somebody sells a field, right, and there's a tnai made that if the meicher who's selling the field ever gets more money, he'll be able to buy it back from the lokeach. So we said over there that if the meicher makes the stipulation, then it's usur. The stipulation is binding, in which case it's usur, right? Avivait, that the stipulation is binding, that they're both obligated to go to sell it back, to resell it back to the meicher. So then it becomes a shail of ribbis, right? So in as much as it is binding, then it's not looked as two separate sales. It's looked as a halva, that the lokeach is lending money to the meicher until the meicher gets more money. And when the meicher gets the money to pay it back, the lokeach is not only getting his money back, but he also enjoyed the field for that entire time. Right? That was the Gemara. So yes, that was the price yesterday. So we said, when the meicher makes the stipulation, so the halacha is, it's binding, and therefore it's a problem of ribbis. When the lokeach makes the stipulation, and that's what the Gemara is quoting over here, lichshiyu lecha mos, when the lokeach says to the meicher, listen buddy, when you get more money, I'll give you back the field, you'll pay the money, I'll give you back the field, then it's mutter. De meicher de boy las nuye, meicher lo as lokeach kamasni. So according to the logic of what you're saying, Rav Ashi says to Amemar, listen, according to your logic, Amemar, the reason why, when the lokeach makes the stipulation, the reason why it's not a problem of ribbis is because it's not binding, since it's between mibili. Because who's the one that's supposed to be making the stipulation? Who wants the deal to be reneged? What? Okay. The meicher. The meicher wants it back. The meicher says, I'm selling you the deal. When I get money, I want to buy it back. So it's the meicher who wants the deal to work. So it's he stands to lose. He needs to make the tanai. So in that case, when the lokeach is the one making the tanai, so according to your logic, Amemar, since he's not the one who's supposed to make the tanai, it should automatically be assumed as a petulim. So Gemara says, okay, so wait 1 second, says Rav Ashi. V'amrinan, ma'ishna reisha, ma'ishna seif. The Gemara itself asked yesterday, what's the chilah between the reisha, which is also when the meicher makes the tanai, and the seifa, which is mutter when the lokeach makes the tanai? V'amrav, the Gemara answered, seifa, d'amalei midaite. That the Rav answered, in the Seifa, the reason why it's mutter is because Lokeach, not only is he making the Tanai, but he's saying, listen, I'll go back on the deal, I'll sell it back if I want. So since he's being very non-committal, we don't view it as a loan because he doesn't have to give it back. So it's a full-fledged sale. If Lokeach later decides to sell it back, so he'll sell it back. That's the difference. That's called two sales. That's not called a loan. That's what the Gemara said. That was all a quote from yesterday. So Frekt Rav Ashi now to a Amemar. I don't understand. Time of Amalei Midaite, Halom Le Midaite, Lo Amrinan Batumim Midim Alvu. Right? The Gemara, if you read Rav's statement, it comes out that the only reason it's mutter is because Lokech added in the Tanai Midaite. But had he not said Midaite, and he said, you know what, I'm obligating myself that when you have money, I'm going to sell it back to you. If that would have been the case, then it would have been Aser, and we don't say Batulim Mili. Obviously, we don't say Petulim Mili, because if we would really say Petulim Mili, so then even if the Lokeach does obligate himself, we wouldn't take it seriously. We would say it's Petulim Mili. So says Rav Ashi, I have a kasha on you, Amema. Just to clarify, some guys got a little bit confused about this. It was a little bit of a Balabatish question, right? But guys were asking, what do you mean? You just said that it's, you just told me it's Lokeach's job to make the Tanai, and now we're saying it's the Moicher's job, right? So that is a class A Balabatish question, right? Because obviously it's not a Xeris Akasid in the Moicher, the Lokeach, right? In every case, you have to don up. Who's the guy that needs to make the Tanai? So in the first case of the Gemara, the Lokeach needs to make the Tanai because he's the one that stands to lose. He needs the Tanai. So he's got to do it. In the case that we had yesterday, from the Bryce from yesterday, there, the Moicher needs to make the Tanai because the Moicher is the guy who wants the Tanai. He's the one that stands to lose. So Memele, we have a Pasha and a Kasha. Rav Ashi says to a Memer, you agree with me that your whole Svar is based on who's the guy that's supposed to make the Tanai. If the wrong guy is doing it, it's Petulim Mili. That's your Svara, Amemar. And if that's indeed your Svara, then we have a Kasha on you from Rava. Because Rava explained the difference between the Reish and the Seifa, not based on who's the guy making the Tanai, but based on the fact that there was a stipulation of Midaita. According to you, a meimar, it should have to do with midaita. Even if he doesn't make the tanai midaita, it should be patur mimili because of the fact that the wrong guy is making the tanai. Ad kan the Gemara's kasho. So Gemara says, "Amalei nase kiman de amalei midaita itmar." Gemara says, "In a chanami." The Gemara's teretz is you're 100% right. In that case, you don't have to say midaita. And the way Rashi speaks that is Hitaka didn't even say midaita. Rashi says, "Amar Rava, seifa kevan de boy moicher aslui velo asni valo keach amale minafshe nase ke amarlo midaita." Right. So when the Gemara says, "Nase ke amarlo midaita," it means you didn't actually say midaita. Right. It means the very fact that the lokeach is the one making the stipulation and he's the wrong guy. So even if he didn't say midaita, we treat it as if the case is that he said midaita, right? In other words, it's another way of saying it's not binding. So not like we talk of pshuta that it's not binding because he said midaita. No, it's be'etzem not binding. So every case of the lokef making the tanai in that scenario with the when they're trying to buy it back, it's automatically a case where it's not binding, and therefore it's like he said midaita. Pesach.
I was going to ask before, how is the lokef not standing to lose? He doesn't want to have to sell the field back.
No, it's the other way around. that was an illegal question.
You said the lokeach doesn't have anything to lose.
The lokeach has nothing to lose without the tanai.
Without the tanai.
Yeah, he's happy without the tanai. The moicher has what to lose if he doesn't make the tanai. So therefore, he needs to make the tanai.
The moicher is the one lending the money.
The moicher is the one doing a mechira. I like to think it's simple. I know why complicate it. That's the case, right? I sold you a field and I made a deal that I want to be able to buy it back. Why do you have to overcomplicate things?
Yeah. More of Musa.
I thought there was a little bit involved.
In Lundis, if the Tanai goes through, in Kumtois, right, that the Moicher is a Loive. Say it, right? That's the Lundis of why it would be awesome, right? But the case was. Okay, says the Gemara Vayter. So now we're on the Petume Mili train. So we're going to go into another case of Petume Mili. Says the Gemara, Hahu Shchiv Meira. There was a certain guy who was on his deathbed. The Kasef Legitul Advisu, and he wrote a get to his wife. Why would he write a get to his wife, Yasala?
Zakuka,
that she should not be Zakuka Le to do Yibum, right? Which is very good, Rashi points it out, which is always an interesting concept, right? Because like, no, so that's what you see. In other words, why would we want to evade Yibum?
Because the brother is like a bad guy.
Right? Yeah. It's only the brother's a Shmendrik. Only the brother's a Shmendrik. It doesn't sound like that. It sounds like all throughout Chas, that this is like the normal thing to do. Like, you're trying to avoid this and you write the get. I'm not sure why that is. What?
Don't we want Yibum?
We want Yibum Avivaita, the Chiyuv is there. But if we can circumvent the Chiyuv, that's what I'm asking. Harufa, that's what I'm asking. I don't know. But you see that we can circumvent it, and that's like normal procedure. Normal procedure. Okay, but anyway, so the guy writes the get, but what did he forget to do? He forgot to write it out tonight. So after he writes the get and he gives it to her, he's in Gidv Istach. He's like moaning and sighing. He's like, "Hey, Vey, what did I do?" Right? So Amrele, so what does she say to him? Amai komis nachlas. What are you sighing about? Ikayamt didachano. She says in a very romantic way, if you live, honey, I'm yours. Right? Don't worry about it. Right? I'm not going anywhere. So the Gemara says, Amar Bzvid, pitume mili ba'almu. Bzvid says, don't worry, it's only pitume mili. In other words, it's not binding. And the same idea, Rashi explains over here also, she was just saying it, it's not a Kabbalah, it's Tanai. It was only to be Menachem him, that, to make him feel better. But at the end of the day, says Rashi, if she wants it, she can marry somebody else. Even if he gets healed. So, Amalei Rav Acham, Edifti L'Ravina, says Rav Acham, Edifti L'Ravina, V'ilav betumi mili, mai, bidido kaimel mishtei tana begita, bididei kaimel mishtei tana. So Rav Acham has a pasha to kasha to Ravina. He says, why is Rav Zvid saying that the reason that tonight doesn't work is because of the Petumim Mili? What's the inference of that statement? Had it not been a bitumi mili, so then the tanai would be binding. The fact that she says, I'm yours, that's enough to make it binding. So in fact, there, what are you talking about? She has no right to make a tanai in the get. It's not bididokim, it's not within her jurisdiction, it's not her prerogative to make a tanai in the get. It's all about him. And Rashi explains that the get, right? Bitmiya, a get, eno elamidasa ish. The get is given from midasa ish. He decides to give the get. And he, tsarach lamosla, he has to give it to her. And if he wants to give it to her tonight, he has to make the tonight. Right? Tsarach lamosla tonight. Vimlo is to bishasta sina tonight shala eno klum. She doesn't make tonight. So how could the Gemara imply that the reason why it doesn't work is because of petulim mila? Mashma, the clear inference is that had it not been a petulim mila, and she was serious about it, and she meant to make it a binding agreement, then it would be binding. How could that be? A woman, it's not her jurisdiction to do that. So the Gemara answers, no, Mao, the same I would have thought. Hu gufei adaita dida kagamir v'yayv gita. I would have thought that in that case, he's really giving the get based on her knowledge, right? In other words, a man could give a get all the time. He could say, you know what, I'll give a get, almanas, that only that I die. Right? And if I don't, it's not a get. He can do that. He can also say, I'm going to give the get. I'll douse whatever my wife decides that it should be a get in this scenario or not. So he's giving her the ability to do it. So I would have thought, therefore, the tonight is binding because it really is a daita didin. What's his das? His das is whatever my wife decides. So maybe in that case it would work. So kamash v'lon that it doesn't work. Now there's a pashat cheshbin question here in this Gemara. Ma'amish pashat pshat cheshbin. That a normal havamina maskana, right, the way it works is we reject the havamina. Right? That's what we read. We had a havamina, kamashmon, that it's not true. But if you read that through in this Gemara, it doesn't work. Let me explain. Right? What's the Gemara trying to do? The Gemara trying to figure out what's the inference. You're telling me, Rabbi Zvid is telling me, the get is chal, her tanai is not a good tanai. Why? Petumi mili. Gemara said, had a kasha, wait a second, who cares what she's saying? The Gemara said, no, I would have had a havamina that we trust her because we listen to her because he's giving her the jurisdiction. Kamash malon. So kamash malon what? That we don't listen to her?
Yeah.
Why not? Why don't we listen to her? What? Oh, so yes, you're right, but I'm just saying in the flow of the Gemara, it doesn't seem to work. The Gemara shouldn't have said a havamina, shouldn't have said a mal de sema. The Gemara should have said, "Vilapatu b'mili ma'arvid d'dok kaima." The Gemara should have said, "Yeah," because he can make the tanaya on her accord, on her das. Ma'arvid the same. It sounds like I would have thought the husband has the right to make it on her das. Kamash v'lon, husband can't make it on her das. That's not true. Husband could make it on her das. The kamash v'lon is not rejecting the havamina. Right? If a husband says to his wife, "I'm divorcing you. I'll die to whatever you decide." Right? Adai to dido. Does that work? Yes. Yeah. There's no kamash v'lon against that. So the Gemara should have left out the words ma'od the same kamash. Everyone follow me. If you're trying to cheshvin the Gemara, it doesn't work. Haraya, they even say it like this. If you reject the kamash v'lon, sorry, if the kamash v'lon is rejecting the ma'od the same, then we're back to school. Then we have the kasha again. What's with the inference? Again, if you read it like a regular havamina maskan, I would have thought that you would trust the wife. That not that he would rely on what the wife says because that's really his das. Kamash v'lon, no, we don't go on her das because he has to be the one giving the get. Okay, then we're back to the question. So why is the Gemara saying the problem is petulim mili? Inference being that if not it was petulim mili, then it would work. You're just telling me not kamash v'lon, it doesn't work. So the Gemara is the flow is very shver. What the Gemara means to say, and that's what Tosus says, Yossel, like you're saying. But Tosus divimasa kamash v'lon says perush. Why is Tosus using the word perish? It's a funny word, right? But Tosus realizes that the Gemara here doesn't flow. Tosus telling the perish, what the Gemara means by the kamash malon is not to reject the ma'u desema that the husband has the ability to put his wife in charge. That's true. The kamash malon is that in our case, what she's saying is not sincere, right? She's just saying it to pacify it. Not that kamash malon, the husband can't put her in charge. Of course he can put her in charge. And if she would have said it sincerely and seriously, so then it would be true. It's a kamash v'lon, she doesn't mean it because of Tila Mila. Okay, think about it. I hope it was clear. If not, you go over just chop the Gemara. You go over the Gemara, the Cheshbon again. It's not, and that's what's bothering. Whenever you see a perush in Tosfos, right? There should be something. Should be something that's bothering. Right? Something should set us off over here. What do you mean perush? Right? There's something here that requires explanation. That's the chayv with Tosfos bothering. Yeah.
This might be Baba Adish, but
heard worse.
How do we know she didn't really mean it? Said it.
But because that's in line with everything else we said in the Gemara, right? Because she's only saying it after the fact, and she, which is not true, Rashi even says it before. But the point is, she's only saying it when he didn't really want to do that, right? She's the wrong person again, right? In other words, if lechatchila he would have shtelled an avek and said, you know, I want to get divorced on the certain condition that you agreed to. What do you agree to? They spoke about it. That would have been fine, right? But now that it's not what happened, we're just trying to say, well, maybe when she says, this is what I wanted, that's what was going on. No, that's not going to work. That's like the moicher doing in the loket, doing in the wrong scenario. Okay? Yeah. Yeah, I mean, it could be the truth is from the beginning of Tosfos Pesach. To answer your question, it sounds like even if it's more, it sounds like from Tosfos that we're going to assume across the board that she's only doing it to make him feel better. Yeah. Now, since the end of the day, he's really the one that should have done it. The fact that she's doing this just really just to make him feel better. She doesn't really mean it. What?
She could be. Not necessarily she's on the wrong side of the tonight because she still might lose
it. She's not going to lose. She could always stay with him. She's only getting more options. Yeah. She's not losing anything because he could always divorce her whenever he wants.
She
right?
Could come to get if he lived.
What?
If he lived, how could she stay with him? If she takes it.
She took the get.
Yeah.
Right?
She could always stay with him.
Yeah, worst comes to worst. If he wants her, right, even if it was a get, he could just marry her again. Like, it's not a big deal for her to stay married with him is not the hard part. Getting out of it is the hard part. Okay. Anyway, says the Gemara, Vayter, Hilveu al Sadeu. Okay, so the end of the Mishnah, we spoke about a case where a guy gives somebody a loan, Malv gives the loan a loan. He says, if you don't pay back in 3 years, I'm taking the field. And as we added in, it has to be the case is that the field, that was obviously, like Tosfos pointed out, is worth more than the halva that was given. So the malva is getting a deal, a good deal over here. So it says the Gemara El Sadeh, Amar Ravuna, Bishas Matan Mos, Kona Ko, Lachar Matan Mos, Loi Kona, El Keneged Ma'oisov. So Ravuna says this whole case only works if at the time where the money was given, i.e. at the time of the loan, that's when the stipulation was made, then everything works. But the acher matan mos lo kana el kenegan mosov. But after matan mos, if the halva was already made, and then a few months later they try to make this deal, so then lo kana el kenegan mosov. So then it only works kenegan mosov, which means the malva can only take possession of the field, the amount of the field that will equal his money. Okay. So now what's going on? But what's the pshat? As we'll see, it's a bit of foreshadowing from the end of the Gemara, but you see over here, it's a question of, was the Lovis serious about this or not? This is what's called an asmachta, right? Was he really serious about going through this deal? When I say, yeah, if I don't do this, I'll pay you double. Am I serious about that or not? So Ravuna obviously is learning at this point of the Gemara that, yeah, asmachta is koine, which means if I make you a deal that, you know, if this doesn't happen, I'm going to have to pay, so then, yeah, I'm serious about it, and it goes through, it's binding. But that's only true b'shas matan mos. After, at the time, and I'm getting the money, then I'm serious about it. But if afterwards I'm not getting anything, then I'm not going to be serious. I'm not really serious about it. So it's obvious kash and pasha pshat over here. If after the time of the loan, it doesn't work, right? Because I'm not really interested in being mocked in the field at that point. So then what's the pshat that it works halfway? What's the pshat that is kineged ma'osa? Mimanav shach. Either you—that's not the stipulation you made. You made a deal. I'm giving you the whole field. So either you were serious about it and you give him the whole field, or you weren't serious about it, so it's off. What's the pshat that works halfway? What's the pshat?
And he has the field according to the value of the loan.
Yeah. What's the pshat with that?
Is that just what a collateral is?
Like, oh, good. So guys, it's important to cheshbon. There's a difference between a regular collateral and this deal, right? Obviously, regular collateral is, I'm holding on to this collateral, that's yours, right? And if you don't pay, at some point I'll have the ability to take it, but I have to go through court and I have to go through whole system. I don't automatically decide, okay, I'm having, I own it now, right? The point of making this deal, even the Knegget Mosav, is that at that time, when we write the contract, we make this deal that in 3 years, at that time I own it automatically, I don't need to go through the whole court system. So it's not a regular collateral. You're right. If you want, also regular collateral, that for sure the Malva has. He already has the Malva with the, he has the Mashkon. He can go try to collect with the Mashkon through court. But that it should work automatically with their deal that he owns it as soon as that time comes, that he didn't have. So Mimonavshach. If it doesn't work Lachar Matan Mos, so then it doesn't work. And if it does work, it should work all the way. We'll have to try it halfway. So the Rishonim asks Kasha. Tois deals with this also in different Mask Lachar Matan Mos. And the Ritva speaks of that also, this Kasha. Some Rishonim actually say that Eina Chanami, it only works if you make the special Tanai Keneged Ma'osav. Okay, which means if you only made the Tanai after the deal, after the Halva was already given, 3 months later you make this Tanai, and the Tanai was, I'm going to give you the whole field, and if I don't pay up, then nothing works, you don't get anything. If you made it later on, the Tanai of Keneged Ma'osav, then it would work. So the Gemara says, Lo Kana El Keneged Ma'osav, it doesn't mean in the same case. It means to say the only possible Tanai you could do, La'achar Ma'osav Mos, is the Keneged Ma'osav. So if you made that Tanai, it works. If you made the Tanai of the whole thing, it doesn't work. Okay, I want to be Medayek. I had a Ha'ara. That's the way the Ritva. The Ritva gives that Teretz. That's one of the Teretzim that he gives over here. I wanted to say... that I want to maybe answer based on, to explain a Rashi, because the Rashi says a funny lashon here. Rashi did Ramaskel b'shas matan mos. Rashi says hisna al menaskein, so then koina kol v'im la'achar matan mos. La'achar matan mos hisna. What's the din? Aim b'dvar of klum. How'd you read that, Eitan? Aim b'dvar. What do you mean aim b'dvar of klum? The Gemara says keneged mosav. What do you mean aim b'dvar of klum? I mean, you say what Rashi is saying. The Gemara says, Keneged Mosav, it's not Emedvarav Klum, it's halfway. So I think based on the Ritvah, Pshat and Rashi. Right? What Rashi means is, no, it's Tak Emedvarav Klum. If you said, if the deal was for the whole field, Emedvarav Klum. When the Gemara says, Keneged Mosav, that means you have the right to make that tonight. That tonight you can make, because then I'll be serious about it. It's Lachar Matan Mos, if the Lova says, listen, I'm willing to decide in 3 years, I'll give you that Chelik of the field. That's not an asmach, that he's serious about doing. Okay, listen, I'm not paying up, I'll give you that amount. But la'achar matan mos, and I'm not getting any money now, and it's just after the fact, I'm going to give you the whole field, that's already too much. Here, yeah? You like to dig? Okay, says the Gemara Vayta, that's all Shitas Rav Huna. But Nachman Amar, afi la'achar matan mos, kana kol. Nachman says, no, even la'achar matan mos, it still works. In other words, the loiv is willing to obligate himself, and he means it seriously, sincerely, even later on. Rav Nachman of the Gavresh Kalusa Kishmai say, Rav Nachman actually paskind Avad Uvde. That means that he did it Lamaisa. He paskind the Shaila by the Resh Kalusa. The Shaila came up by the Resh Kalusa's house, and he paskind like his own Shmais, like his own Sukh. The way he holds that even Lachar Matan Mos, you can make it tonight. Kare Rav Yehuda Lishtare. Rav Yehuda ripped up the Shtar because he thought this is not true. The Halacha is not like that. Amalei Resh Kalusa. Resh Kalusa says to Rav Nachman, Rav Yehuda Kare Lishtare. Rav Yehuda ripped up your Shtar. So Amr Lay, according to this first list of the Gemara says, Rav Nachman responds to Resh Kalusa, Dar de Kokari. What, you think a little kid ripped it up? What, are you just saying he ripped it up? Like, you're saying, there's a reason he ripped it up. Gavra Rabakar, this is an Adam Gadol here who ripped it up. Must be Chazav Beit Time of a Kari. Must be he saw something, there was a reason that he felt was important to rip, but he felt the Shah wasn't kosher and he ripped it up.
That's because of Rav Nachman. You could say he ripped it up because
no, for care. If Nachman paskin that the shtar is good, even Lachar Matan Mos, you can make the tanai and it goes to the malva. He gets the field. Rabbi Yehuda ripped up the shtar, so they went to complain to Nachman. Look, Rabbi Yehuda ripped up your shtar. He says, "Don't think, don't make fun of me. There's a reason ripped up the shtar. If he ripped up the shtar, must be he argues and he has a reason to rip it up." That's one version. Ika da Amri, which is the polar opposite version of the story, is Amar Lei. Rav Nachman said about Rav Yehuda, Dar de Kakare, a little kid ripped this up. The Kuli Amal Gabi Didi, Bedina, Dar de Kininu. Everybody, compared to me, Dini Mamrus is a little kid. Nobody's holding like I'm holding. Right? Now someone's asking, ah, it sounds like Gaiva. It's not Gaiva. He's saying the way it is. If that's the way it is, that's the way it is. No one should be arguing with me. It's not Gaiva. It's a little balabatish to say that it's Gaiva, right? Because we think Gaiva is right? He knows what he's... Rav Nachman held. He's the biggest one in Dini Mamrus. And by the way, we pass like Rav Nachman always in Dini Mamrus. We pass like Rav Nachman. Right? And I have a right from the next line of the Gemara also. But it's Pasha. It wasn't a lack of me. This is nobody else has a right to argue on me. I'm the biggest one over here. You can't argue on me.
Who
just... So he's everybody. He's a little kid. It's like a little kid arguing on me. What's someone arguing on me in Dini Mamrus?
We always pass like Rav Nachman.
It's a general call we pass like Rav Nachman with Dini Mamrus. Every single time. 17 times we don't.
But he's the one saying that Ali was up because he's a...
What?
Who's the one saying that?
Rav Nachman's saying anybody who argues on me is wrong, but Dini Mamrus, I'm the man. Now what happened? In the next words of the Gemara, Hadam Rav Nachman, Afilu b'shas b'ademas, lo kanav lo klum. Then Rav Nachman does a 180, and he says that even b'shas b'ademas, it doesn't work. Okay? So you see, Rav Nachman was an anav. He's willing to be chayzer. If someone convinces him otherwise, he'll be chayzer. The stum of the milsa is that nobody's as big as him. So if somebody argues him, they're wrong. If you explain to him and he hears that it's not the other way, he'll be chayzer. There's no problem to be chayzer. So he has no problem the next line to be chayzer, right? He says, everyone's a darid again. The next line, he's chayzer. That's an adam gavur. That's a ish emes, right? The palmidus. Okay. Eisivei, Rav Rav Nachman, Rav Rav, asked the kashmir of Nachman, there's a mafurish mission, which is what we're discussing here, right? This whole Gemara is written on this mission. The Mishnah says lahedya, at least v'shas matamos, that it works, right? So now the Rav Nachman retracted and says even v'shas matamos is an asmachto and it doesn't work, as we'll see in a second. How does he work with the Mishnah? The Mishnah clearly says it works sometimes. That means at least v'shas matamos. So Amalei, he says, listen, Ani Oimer Asmachtikan. And here's where the Gemara actually speaks at the story. He says, listen, what are you getting upset at me? I happen to hold Asmachtas Kanya, and I even said it in my original statement was to say Asmachtas Kanya even later on. Even after the time the money was given, I hold that the guy was serious about it. What's an Asmachli? And Rashi just defines it for us. We said it before, we just read the words on the side of Rashi. Rashi says, in Devar Maslan, Ani Oimer Asmachtikan, Yavaha Asmachti, Havtofa Ba'alma. It's just a promise. Lismach al dvarav, that you should be soymech al me, that I promise that if trust me, I'm going to come through, and if not, im lo yim al dvarav, yitil lo shavim asayim. Now the guy says, if I don't do what I say I'm going to do, I'll give you 200 zuz. Right, this guy, I'll give shavim asayim money, I'll give you something worth 200, even though you only gave me 100. In other words, I'm telling you to avtach, I'm promising you to rely on me, but again, it's in a case where I don't think it's going to happen. Right, that's the yisoid of asmach, right? It's like, if I miss this shot, you know, then I'll pay you, I'm not going to miss the shot, right? The guy doesn't think he's going to miss. He never misses, right? So then when he misses, we say, oh, he didn't really plan on that happening because he thought he was going to hit the shot, right? Same idea over here. He didn't think he was going to have to give up his land. He thought he was going to come up with the money, right? He makes a lot of good business deals. He thought he was going to, then it didn't work out. So that's an asmach. So Rav says to him, what do you want from me? You ask me a kasha me? I'm the one who said asmach to Kanye. Then what happened? Uminyomi Omar Asmach Lokan. Uminyomi convinced me that Asmach does not Kanya. And Rashi says, right, Hayisi Ragal Omar Kanako. Well, Uminyomi Chalak Alai Vechzimani. I used to say it is Kanya, and Uminyomi convinced me the other way, and he got me to retract. So what do you want from me? Don't ask me for the Mishnah. Ask Uminyomi. So Gemara says, okay, Uminyomi Kash. So what does Uminyomi do with this? Uminyomi Kash Masnisen. So Gemara answers a few answers. Either, Ibai Seyma Masnisen Rabyasi, the Masmach Lokan. The first answer is Enechrami. We talk about Masmach Lokanya. And that's why the halacha is even b'shas matamos, it's not going to work. The mishnah is going with yishidus Rabbi Yosi. It's a machlokes tanaim, and yishidus Rabbi Yosi is that asmachta is good. That's answer number one. And answer number two, ibay seima the amalei kni me'achshav. That the reason it works in the case of the mishnah is where you said at the time where you gave the money. And Rashi emphasizes this at the time where you lent the money, you made a deal that it's going to be a sale, even though it's al tanaim. It's a little b'chiddush over here, right? It wasn't a full-fledged sale. It says, if you don't pay up, I'll give you the money now. If you don't pay up, it's going to be kainet to me, me'achshav. So even though normally we say asmachta lo kanya, but if at the time where the malva gives the money, the loiv is willing to say, you know what, I'm going to consider this to be a sale retroactively from right now, if X and Y happen, if X and Y happen, I don't pay back. So then, Even the man to Amar Asmachta Lokan, who will agree that here it's not an Asmachta, it'll be okay.